Now, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Mel Shanley of Quantum Life. Is it stormy and thundery and lightning down there, Mel?
I think the summer has come and gone, Linda.
It is only, what, the 18th of May?
I know. The windows are rattling, the cattle are mooing, and, oh God, it's like the end of the world there now. I think we have a broken, unsettled weather. So, unfortunately, I can't give any good weather news today, but hopefully we can give good news in another area.
Well, talk to me. What are we going to discuss today?
Well, there's been a fantastic development, I believe a fantastic development in Ireland in the last week or so, in the area of long-term fixed-rate mortgages. Okay? So, we all know the issues in the public arena, particularly very recently, where first-time buyers in particular, who generally seem to have their deposit and have mortgage approval, but are just not getting the property they want. They're either being outbid or gazumped, or in the case that we saw there recently, a big international investment fund went in and purchased, I don't know, was it 150 houses in the one estate, and basically wiped out any chance for a first-time buyer, young or old, to get on the property ladder. So mortgages are a big hot potato at the moment for everybody, government, banks, and the rate that people are paying, and also the availability of property. But one thing really positive that happened there, and of course, look, depending on who you're talking to, people have had very bad experiences with the banking sector over the last 10 or 15 or 20 years. A lot of it people might have brought on themselves. A lot of it might have been caused by, you know, outside forces or external forces. You know, the world economy collapsed, as we know, and, you know, the banks here in Ireland overlent, if you can use that term, money to people back in the crash and all this kind of thing, or before the crash. So what we find people looking for is, you know, to be on par with our European neighbours. And of course, we're constantly being told by the whistleblowers that we're paying too much for our mortgages. We're paying, you know, way above the European average. Some people's variable rate mortgage might be 3.75, 3.95, 4%, 4.5%, some people.
And it is, and I've seen it myself. There is a particular mortgage company at the moment offering a variable rate as low as 2.4%. And as you said, I've seen that go as high as 3.8 and 4% for a variable rate mortgage, which is, it's crazy if you think of the difference in that interest rate.
It's incredible. And when you read the small print, let's quickly just look at the 2.4 rate, for example. That might be, first-time buyer, less than 80% loan-to-value ratio. So that means, obviously, that if you're buying a house for €200,000, you must have at least 20% of that €200,000 in savings, which is €40,000. So the €40,000 goes down against the €200,000 and you borrow €160,000. So that gives you basically an 80% loan-to-value ratio. So it gives you that buffer, you know, between what you've borrowed and what the property is worth. So you might see the rate might have, you know, you might get a very low rate if you're borrowing 70% loan-to-value or 60% loan-to-value or so on. And then if you're a 90% loan-to-value client, you might be paying the 3.9 or the 4%, you see, variable. But of course, the difference, like, let's pretend that it's 1.5% of a difference between the two rates. And in simple terms, let's say you've borrowed €100,000. So 1.5% of €100,000 is €1,500, €1,500 every year. Now you go for a 10-year mortgage, that's €15,000. You go for a 20-year mortgage, that's €30,000. You go for a 30-year mortgage, that's €45,000 more that you would have to pay on the higher rate than on the lower rate. So, you know, people are running around with their hair on fire when it comes to trying to figure out where to get finance, where to get the best mortgage, which rate to take. The bank, the traditional retail banks now are currently throwing out fixed rate offers, so fixed for 3 years, fixed for 5 years, fixed for seven, maybe fixed for 10. But, you know, the rates necessarily aren't that attractive, you know. But coming on to my punchline, or one of my punchlines, is that what the fantastic development there, I think it was last week, was what they call a non-bank lender. So a non-bank lender in the name of, I think it's Finance Ireland. Now, there are others out there, but Finance Ireland. And again, we say to people, talk to your broker, talk to your mortgage broker in particular. You won't get this information from the high street retail banks. These people are in competition to those high street retail banks. So, for example, Finance Ireland are now offering fixed rate mortgages, sometimes less than 3% per annum, for up to 20 years. I think it's absolutely fantastic, because even though nobody wants to be locked into a 20-year repayment schedule or structure with anybody, but of course, if you're buying a house, you probably have to put your hand up and say, listen, you know, I'm probably not going to be able to repay this mortgage in anything less than 20 years, so I have to sign up for it. I mean, some people now are being allowed to borrow up to age 90.
It's frightening. I saw that in the news, actually, wasn't it, during the week?
Yeah. So obviously what that means is that the financial system now is going to allow people to basically die while still having an outstanding mortgage, and possibly then the executors or the beneficiaries will continue on that mortgage afterwards, or, you know, possibly the loophole is that the house may need to be sold and the mortgage cleared. Who knows? But I mean, obviously it's nonsense that you would think somebody up to age 90 should have the worry and concern of paying back a mortgage. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. However, I think it's a fantastic development for people, you know, in the non-banking space, as they call it, to be able to access a lender that will give you a very, like the slogan goes, it does exactly what it says on the tin. It's a capital and interest repayment loan. So there's no little kind of shadowy leftovers at the end of the 20 years, or, you know, an interest-only mortgage, or a tracker mortgage, or any other of these kind of, like, even with a temporary fixed rate that you might get from the retail banks at maybe, let's say, 3% for 5 years. Like, when you go back onto the variable rate after 5 years, then you might still have 15 years left to go on your mortgage. But, like, what is the variable rate going to be then? Who knows? The variable rate might have shot up. So what you think you might have saved in that 5 years of fixing could be possibly wiped out with 1 year back on the variable rate in those years to come.
So, yeah, there is certainly a stability when it comes to the fixed rate. The only downside that has historically been attached with the fixed rate mortgages, though, is that there tends to be a fee if you pay your mortgage off early, or if for some reason you transfer your mortgage to someone else. Do those penalties apply for these long-term fixed mortgages?
Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because, again, a non-bank lender, to a certain extent, can kind of make up their own rules and their own laws. But in this instance, so my interpretation of what Finance Ireland offer, for example, is, you know, if there is a penalty to break the fixed rate at some stage during, you can decide on a 5, 10, 15 or 20 year fixed rate mortgage, okay? If you decide along the way to break that, or if you think you might, you will know very, very clearly from the outset what the penalty might be if that were to happen. So there's no kind of hidden curveball that comes at you out of the blue, you know, in 7 or 10 years down the road when for some reason you want to switch or change your mortgage. What's also important to note is from from the non-bank lenders is you can make lump sum payments off the mortgage, even though it's fixed.
And that is something that you can't usually do on your high street bank, sure it's not?
Not at all, not at all. Because what they do, well, what they tell you they do, I'm sounding cynical now, but what the retail banks will tell you they do is that if they give you a fixed rate for 5 years, what they're saying is, we've ring-fenced that money for 5 years and we've paid the fee to ring-fence that rate for you, okay? And if we change that fixing or that ring fencing in any way, there is a charge. So there, you can't pay lump sums off it. If your aunt left you 10,000 in her will, you can't run in and take it off the loan because it upsets the ring fencing of that particular fixed rate. But with the non-bank lending, the long-term fixed rates, that is possible to pay off lump sums, which I think is a fantastic development. And, you know, to look at, I know some people now, and I know a lot of our clients in Quantum Life are typically looking at the younger people in particular of 30-year mortgages and 35-year mortgages, which obviously is a lifetime. But, you know, a 20-year fixed mortgage of less than 3% is hugely attractive to both new and old mortgagers. And, you know, people can switch over to the non-bank lenders. People can get first-time buyer mortgages from the lenders. So they are open for business, and I think it's a real positive. And look, it'll put a little bit of manners on the retail banks, because as we've seen again there recently, some of the larger retail banks have opted to leave Ireland permanently, you know, which has kind of put the scares under some people in where they might get their banking services from the future.
Yeah, it certainly is a mortgage. And look, on the plus side, it is good to start to see people being able to get mortgages again. There was a time there, you know, particularly after the 2008, that crash, where people couldn't get a mortgage. They wanted and they just weren't able to do it. So it is good to see that there is actual real competition coming back into the market again. And hopefully anyone that's listened to this, and if you're in the process of getting a mortgage, and it is a daunting process, there's a lot of paperwork has to be done to it. There's a lot of this, that and the other thing. But as you said, pick up the phone, get advice. If you're not sure, there is mortgage brokers, there's financial advisors. Pick up the phone and get advice.
And the one thing, just to finish off, the one thing is that, yes, there are mortgage brokers there, okay? And look, you might have to pay a mortgage broker a fee. I don't know what those fees might be. It could be €50. It could be €250. I really don't know. But, you know, if you go for professional advice to your solicitor, your accountant, or your tax advisor, you know, you're going to have to pay them a fee as well. And a mortgage broker is the same. Mortgage broker will charge or should charge a fee for good quality professional advice, which will be a godsend to people in the long term.
Absolutely. It's a hassle you don't need. If you can afford to avoid it and get a professional to come in and help you. Mel, as always, lovely to chat to you. I hope the weather improves over the next couple of days.
And maybe the next time we chat, we might have the shorts and shades on us in June.
Here's hoping. Mel Shanley of Quantum Life, as always, thanks a mil.
Thanks, Linda.